Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is 8:16. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola. Good morning, Dane. How are you?
Just fine, Tommy. Morning to you.
Enjoying the spring weather, are you?
Oh, who is it?
Are you a golfer or not?
No, it's too frustrating. I just gave it up.
It is very, very, very. Mark Twain said it's a good walk spoiled, and he was right. Let's talk about this verdict. And in doing a little bit of research on this, I thought initially this was a bench trial, and I realized that Judge Michael Clement just presided over it. It was a jury trial. But I wanted to ask you, not to get too far into the weeds here, but did the Chevron verdict going way back allow this to be, ironically, a jury trial?
Well, I mean, in most civil cases, if they reach
Chevron
the amount
doctrine
in
is
controversy.
What I meant to say. Chevron
oh,
doctrine.
Oh, no, the Chevron doctrine really didn't have anything to do with it.
Okay.
That's kind of a statutory interpretation decision for the United States Supreme Court. In this case, Chevron was found to be liable for nearly $750 million. But it doesn't have anything to do with the U.S. Supreme Court's case.
All right, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't conflating stuff, which I was, and that's why a little bit of damage is a dangerous thing. So knowledge, rather, is a dangerous thing. So basically, this comes down to a balance between, well, maybe you, why don't you tell us what it comes down to, Dane, historically in the context of oil companies and providing jobs in Louisiana and fixing the mess that they make, but and then not fixing it, or take me through all of this, please.
Yeah, it depends on who you talk to, what people think about this verdict. Of course, the plaintiffs in the case, in this case, Plaquemines Parish, and there are some 42 other cases just like it that are in line to be tried by, on behalf of parishes and municipalities. The argument is that these oil companies made a mess. They didn't clean it up, and this verdict is just what is due to the citizens of Louisiana for the land loss, mostly caused by these oil companies digging canals that cause freshwater intrusion and the erosion of marshland. They left behind equipment and slop that needs to be cleaned up, and that costs money, and the citizens shouldn't pay for it, but the oil companies who made the mess should do that. And that's what the plaintiff said, and they were supported in this, which was something very significant, according to all who were involved in this case. And unusual is that the state of Louisiana essentially supported the plaintiff's case here, and that support from the attorney general and the governor's office, in the view of some people, made all the difference and resulted in this nearly $750 million verdict that, once interest and attorney's fees is added to it, is going to be well in excess of $1 billion. On the other hand, if you listen to organizations like Lobby, the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, the American Tort Organizations, say this is yet another example of why Louisiana is a judicial hellhole, that we have jury jackpot justice here, and this land loss was caused by, among other things, global warming and the environment, and is not solely can't solely be laid at the feet of oil companies. And there's a big appellate issue that the defendants are going to raise. That is, they are being held liable under, under a statute that came into effect in 1980 that didn't apply to operations, oil and gas operations that predated the statute, and therefore that retroactive application to them is unfair and should be the basis for reversing this verdict on appeal.
Ironically, they're saying global warming, but the reason there would...
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Could be global warming because of the fossil fuels that they were producing?
Yeah, there have been some tremendous lawsuits, huge litigations that have been filed trying to blame global warming on oil companies that have not been successful. But this is a smaller version of that, saying that the canals cut by the oil companies have caused coastal erosion, and that coastal erosion needs to be paid for by the oil companies. It's not solely caused by global warming and rising sea levels.
But Chevron said that it was global warming that caused it, admitting that global warming was happening or not?
Well, I mean, that was part of their argument on causation, is that climate change is partly responsible for the loss of wetlands.
You see where I'm headed with that, and I'm just wondering, does that put them in a bad spot going forward?
Well, no, because those lawsuits just were doomed from the start, trying to blame global warming on a handful of energy companies. Those lawsuits haven't gone anywhere, and I don't think Chevron was concerned about making arguments in this case that would come back to bite them in those other cases. So what Chevron is really hoping is that the legal errors, according to Chevron's lawyers, that caused these jurors to reach this verdict are going to be reversed on appeal. And the retroactive application of that 1980 law is one of the principal issues that the courts of appeal and ultimately the Louisiana Supreme Court are going to have to deal with over the next 2 or 3 years.
Well, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back about what happens from here. Talking to Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola. Two sides of this. People that work in the oil industry are saying this could lead to, and lobby, LABI, as Dane said, saying it could inhibit future oil production in Louisiana. Others, I think, saying that, well, the days of that are for the most part over with, and now it's time for the oil companies to clean up and for the municipalities to collect. 822 traffic now, WWL. 828 Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back with Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola, talking about, in a way, it kind of flew under the radar, but it is a big deal. Chevron liable for $745 million in damages, but it might be more than that because there's still some computation to be done, Dane?
Absolutely. Interest is going to have to be added to that, an attorney's fee award. So it's easily going to go over $1 billion. This case has been pending since 2012. The lawyers have been working on it and financing it for all those years. So it's gonna grow.
So a lot of money on both sides is into this already, right? Chevron's not gonna get any of that back. They're looking to limit the loss at this point, I guess. The attorneys got a lot of work and a lot of time and money into this already on the plaintiff side. So ultimately, does Chevron settle here and cut their losses? Does it go to the Supreme Court? And then what's CPRA going to get, because the lawyers got to get paid for the time they have into this? How do you go about solving all of that, King Solomon?
Yeah, that's a lot of difficult poker decisions that Chevron's got ahead of it at this point. Chevron, of course, has got to play the long game on this, and there are 42 other lawsuits, and Chevron, no doubt, is the target in many of those. Mm-hmm. Chevron, of course, acquired Texaco some years ago, and Texaco had a lot of oil and gas operations in the Louisiana Marsh. So Chevron can't afford just to bail on this case and settle it. Although it's going to be part of their thought process, they've got to think about the long game and try to get some good law made on appeal about the retroactivity of the 1980 statute that was a large basis for the plaintiff's award.
Dane, you mentioned earlier that golf was frustrating. Just real quick, which is more frustrating, golf or me thinking that I have a brilliant legal mind?
You're really putting me on the spot there, Tommy.
Thank you, Dane. Appreciate it.
No,
we'll talk to you next time. Thank you, Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola, 8:30 time for WL First News.